And welcome back in to Inside the Numbers on GameDay, SportsRadio.com, brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto, Home, Life, Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you. In the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Located at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Mike, let's take a look at the NFL. We'll start out with a game here that's going to be in our backyard. The Cowboys and the Falcons. Dallas 4-5, Atlanta 4-5. Falcons off a road loss to the Browns. And listen, I've got to talk about my Brownies real quick. You can't say that that was a fluke win. They control that game from start to finish, but this is about the Cowboys and the Falcons, so we'll move on. And Dallas, they won at Philly on Sunday night. And just as we talked about the Thursday night game, you know, there's going to be no room for error for either one of these two teams.
Absolutely. Dallas, they're two games back of Washington. Atlanta's four games behind the Saints in the NFC South. Atlanta still has road trips to New Orleans, to Green Bay, and at Carolina. I don't see them making the postseason. The Cowboys, they have an easier road, but I don't see them in the playoffs either.
Yeah, and the Cowboys just got their running game going last week against the Eagles. They had 171 yards on the ground, and that's who they want to be. That's who they're built to be. Atlanta, they trail Cleveland 14-10 at the half, outscored 14-6 in the second half. You know, and the Falcons don't look like a playoff team.
No, not at all. And the odds makers don't have much respect for Atlanta as well. The Falcons opened as a 3-point home favorite in this game. They were a 6-point favorite in Cleveland and got blown out. Atlanta has covered just one home game this year. Coach, your Browns ran for 211 on the Birds last week. I look for Dallas to run the ball effectively in this game. Atlanta's home games, they've been high scoring, but when Dallas goes on the road, it usually means under. The under is 20-6 in Dallas's last 26 road games, and the total is 48.
The Eagles visit New Orleans to take on the Saints. The Eagles, they're another 4-5 team that's in a must-win situation. Saints are sitting pretty at 8-1. They have a comfortable lead in the NFC South.
No doubt, Saints look like the best team in the NFC right now, right up there with the Rams, probably 1-1A. Looks like the Eagles are going to fall victim to the Super Bowl curse and not even make the postseason. Philly has to play, of course, the Saints on Sunday. Then they have road games at Dallas, at the Rams, and they finish with a road game at Washington. I think the Redskins have to implode for the Eagles to have a chance.
Washington, they're still having to ride up and down the street and sign offensive linemen, anybody that looks good. But, hey, they still won in Tampa last week. Both the Redskins and Eagles, they still have to play each other twice from here on out. Philadelphia, you know, they really aren't looking down the road because they have to play Drew Brees in the Superdome Sunday. And, you know, when you got Drew Brees, when you got to take him on a Sunday afternoon, you can't overlook him. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, no doubt. Tough road, but that's where Philly is. They're in a must-win situation. Eagles do not want to be in a track meet in this game. They want to shorten the game, control the clock. And listen, that's a great plan, but it hasn't worked so well for, you know, all but one of the Saints' opponents. New Orleans lost their opener, and since then they've won 8 in a row. Saints average 37 a game. Philly needs to find a way to slow them down. I don't think they do. Saints are favored by as many as 9 in some casinos, and the total is 54.
Sunday night, it is an NFC North battle. It's the Vikings and the Bears. The Bears actually lead the NFC North at 6-3. Minnesota behind them in second place at 5-3-1. The Vikings have won 4 of their last 5, and the Bears have won their last 3 games. Goes without saying, this game will go a long way in determining the division title.
Yeah, no question. They play Sunday, and then they play again the final regular season of regular season game. It's going to come down to these two teams. Good news for Chicago. is they as Minnesota has road games at New England and at Seattle, and the Bears don't.
Mike, I really like this Bears team. Mitchell Trubisky only started 8 games in his career at North Carolina. He is still a diamond in the rough. Coach Matt Nagy's doing a great job of bringing him along. You know, I'm really excited about the future of this Bears team and the offense. But, hey, you know, their defense is pretty dang good too.
Absolutely, and they're still dominating even when Khalil Mack was missing games and other key players. Now, against the point spread, the Bears are 12-3 against the spread the last 15 times they've hosted the Vikings in Chicago. In this game, the Bears are a 2.5 or 3-point favorite. And, Coach, the last 5 times the Bears were favored by 2.5 to 3 in a home game versus the Vikings, the Bears covered all 5.
Okay, Mike, this Monday night, this is what NFL Monday Night Football is about. The 9-1 Chiefs at the 9-1 Rams. The Rams, they've averaged 34 points per game. The Chiefs averaging 35 a game. You know, this game was supposed to be in Mexico City, but field conditions down there warranted moving it back to L.A. So they're not going to Mexico City. They're playing in the Coliseum. And I'm wondering if that had a change on the point spread or anything.
Absolutely. The Rams opened 1, and it was then moved to the Rams 2.5. And listen, there's a lot of things to factor in if the game would have been played in Mexico City, including the altitude and all that. But the total of this game, and this is the highest over-under in NFL history, Coach, the game was at 63. Vegas odds makers have set the over-under for 63. I think it's going to go down. You know, I think it's a much bigger benefit for the Rams to play in L.A.
I totally agree, but it's kind of strange. They had already gone to Colorado Springs for the week to train out there to get used to the altitude in Mexico City that you mentioned. So they're actually staying and training in Colorado Springs this week before going back to L.A. on Saturday. We're planning to go to Mexico City. Now they're just going back home. So that's kind of a weird deal for them. But, again, I don't care what altitude you're playing in. You've got 2 great quarterbacks here. Patrick Mahomes already thrown for 3,000-plus yards, 31 touchdowns. Jared Goff, you know, he's not so bad. He's also got over 3,000 yards. But, hey, he's just, you know, he's slacking. He's only has 22 touchdowns. But all serious, this is going to be a great, great game with a lot of points.
It should. And everything points to a high-scoring affair. But when the total's in the 60s, I'm going to play the under here. The highest NFL total ever, fan expectations, the travel schedule issues that you talked about. And the Rams are favored by 2.5 points, but I'm just going to stick with the under.
All right, Mike. Well, I tell you, I'm just looking forward to finally having a true Monday night game that is hopefully lives up to its hype. Although I have to do say, even though it was against a couple of teams that wasn't going to make the playoffs, the San Francisco Giants game, that was an entertaining game to watch. I have to give them that much.
Yeah, anytime the game's decided in the final minute, it's hard to complain.
All right, Mike, we appreciate your time as always. We'll look forward to having you back next week when we recap the college and NFL action that's going on this weekend. And I know you've got a busy weekend, but you stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take a look and see who handles the pressure of November.
All right, Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, right here on Inside the Numbers. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Yogi Ross is going to talk a little Pac-12 football. GameDaySportsRadio.com.